I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Too often it seems kindness in our world is in short supply. Politicians take vicious swipes at each other during election season. Talk show callers rant on the airwaves. Irritated drivers share their angry sentiments with, well, you know. Yet, amidst the angry storms that surround us, there are wonderful, often quiet and poignant moments of kindness. People treating each other with gentleness, compassion, genuine civility. Too often these moments get lost in the noisy chaos, but sometimes the astute among us notice and learn from them, which is just what happened to 13-year-old Jessica Kelly.
I believe in sharing cake. The concrete steps of the nursing home are surprisingly welcoming. What isn't welcoming are the sterile white floors and the constant scent of hand sanitizer and rubbing alcohol. I'm there with what seems like almost all of my immediate family, holding a box with a cake inside for my grandmother. The box is dented in several places, and there is a small patch of soft cardboard on it where the frosting bled through. Lemon burst cake. It tastes good. I knew because I had already snuck a taste during the car ride. Thanksgiving dinner in a nursing home. That was my fate in second grade. My grandmother hobbles in on a walker, and the dinner begins. There is a rush of hand-me-down clothes, drugstore perfume, and loud shoes as we settle into the dining room. Classic Thanksgiving meal served in thick plastic bowls and plates, all atrociously colored, swampy green, muddy brown, but they had some kind of charm to them. My gaze sweeps the room as we wolf down rolls and gravy. There are so many families here, just like us, but there are also lots of people eating alone. My heart sinks to my stomach. I know I can't do anything about this sad scene. The highlight of our meal is dessert. Grandma tells me to bring extra chairs to the table, and I do as she says. My cousin and I make a sort of game with it. Unstack, giggle, run, giggle, push, giggle. My cousin fell several times. After we finish arranging the chairs, Grandma beckons for several residents without family to join us. The cake from the dented box is passed around. Unconditional love, right from a box. To this day, I reflect on my grandma's kindness. When I'm complaining to my slightly annoying friends over text, when I'm making late 7-Eleven runs for Ho-Hos and Red Bull during the summer, when I'm being angry with my mom when I'm the backseat driver in our car, I remember Grandma. There are times in life when I just can't help but feel like I have fallen short, but Grandma taught me that this is when I need to move into action. Grandma taught me what it means to be kind and about the unconditional love that can come with cake.
Jessica Kelly is an eighth grade student at the Moses Brown School in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.